The final question on the specimen paper for the tourism unit was worth 8 marks, and it was an unusual question which caught a lot of candidates out. Candidates were presented with a photograph of a location in Brazil, and they were asked to annotate it or label it to explain some of the possible impacts on the natural environment of a large-scale tourist development in the area. What most candidates did was just label the photograph with one word here, two words there, and left it at that. And unfortunately, that's not going to secure 8 marks. Simple words identifying problems or issues with a large-scale tourist development would only have achieved a maximum of 4 out of 8 marks. The question asks candidates to explain some of the possible impacts on the natural environment. So even though the question is asking you to label or annotate the photograph, what you're writing in those labels and annotations needs to be explanations. So you need to write essentially sentences or and linked ideas. So we're peeling our labels or annotations. So some examples of what could have been written here included at level 3, new buildings may be on vegetation and destroy habitats, meaning animal species may leave the area. Or lots of sewage from new hotels may leak into the water, killing fish and coral reefs. Or large buildings may be an eyesore, destroying the beauty of the area permanently. So we've kind of got development and problem linked to the natural environment, but we've linked the ideas, we've given more than just one words, litter or habitats lost or water pollution or eyesore, and we've actually put those into sentences of linked ideas which show we've really got an understanding of the issues rather than a basic understanding. So we would need several of these labels, these detailed labels, to secure our 8 marks in that way.